Here's something you won't hear on any other station today. An alert about a chemical you are likely to encounter today that you may not be aware of. It's called dihydrogen monoxide. It is fatal if inhaled, even in relatively small quantities. Its gaseous form may cause severe burns. It speeds the corrosion of many metals. This chemical is used in nuclear power plants. Professional firefighters are aware of its properties and use it to extinguish deadly blazes. It can now be found in the blood of every human being on this planet, not just in industrialized nations. Dihydrogen monoxide is found in baby food, apple juice, even your beer. It's a major factor in soil erosion. It's the main component of acid rain. This thing, this dihydrogen monoxide, this chemical, is also essential for human survival. It's water. Dihydrogen monoxide is 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen, H2O. And so, if you're so afraid of chemicals that you're ready to believe anything that sounds scary about them, remember, water's a chemical. Vitamin C is a chemical. The stuff you want in your foods are chemicals. If you eat something that says it has no chemicals in it, it's worth wondering whether you're actually eating. Tomorrow is World Water Day. This year's theme is water and food security. It's a chemical, but a chemical we all need.
Everybody has an opinion. We want to hear yours. Maritime Morning with Jordy Morgan begins now on News 95.7, your home for talk.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to Maritime Morning. I'm Scott Simpson, filling in for Jordy Morgan. Glad to have you on board as we get Thursday underway. Over the next few hours, we invite you to join the conversation, share an opinion, ask a question or two. Our local phone number is 405-6000, 405-6000, or toll free at 1-877-801-8255. Here's what's on tap today. A call for another gun amnesty in our city. HRM Councillor Tim Outhit will talk to us about his idea, and we'll ask you whether this is any way to curtail gun violence and what else we could try to collect. Halifax does not operate like a 24-hour city, so would 24-hour transit make any sense? Or can it be the piece of the puzzle that makes other around-the-clock operations possible? Halifax Magazine raised the question, and we'll explore it at 9 o'clock. The city wants your input on planning how people will get around Metro in the next decade. Meetings are coming up to encourage more walking and cycling, anything but driving. What would make you ditch your car? A woman from Cole Harbour complains a cabbie was mean to her and her dog. Thing is, she's blind and the dog is a service animal, and she says this was not the first time. What are the rules? And what do taxi drivers need to know? We'll get into it at 10 o'clock. We'll explore the greater social lessons to be learned from the events in Steubenville, Ohio, where 2 football players were convicted this week of raping a girl who was later threatened online. Old issue, new poll, Angus Reid's public opinion survey finds 3 in 5 Canadians would bring back the death penalty. Are you one of them? And the Canada Games Centre lowers the boom on butt-showing shorts and pulls down shirts that show the belly. Should gyms need dress codes? The Centre's GM will start us off, and your calls will finish us off. Plus, stay tuned for 2 opportunities to get in on our Blue Jays home opener contest. We'll tell you when to call to qualify for a trip to 2 to the Rogers Centre in Toronto, a pair of great tickets, and a hotel stay. We want to hear from you. This is participatory radio, the best kind of radio, and your feedback makes for better questions. Our open phones today are at 405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. We tweet at Maritime Morning. I'm at Simpson957. You can send an email to scott.simpson@rci.rogers.com. I end up reading pretty much everything that comes in. Let's get right to it. All good people want a safe city, and I think most of us can agree that having a lot of guns around raises the risk of gun violence. But how do you get people who have them to get rid of them? One way is to offer an incentive, a bribe, perhaps. One municipal councillor suggests it might be time to give it another shot. Welcome, Tim Outhit, councillor for District 16, Bedford-Wentworth. Councillor Outhit, welcome back to Maritime Morning.
Good morning. Congratulations, you're in the big chair this week.
Hey, it's fun, yeah. It's a nice comfy chair, too. Got to lower the blinds, though, because the sun is blaring right into our windows because it's a gorgeous day outside.
It is indeed.
So, seems like we had an amnesty for guns, like a Guns for Goodies kind of program not that long ago.
Well, we did, and actually I'm on the police commission this year, and we have a question and answer and suggestion period at the end of the meetings, and one of the things that I mentioned at the last meeting was that some people have asked me and have been kind of noodling around in my head as well as when was the last time we had a program like this and how successful was it, and I thought it was a couple of years ago, but it was actually 3.5 years ago, and it was called Pixels for Pistols, I think it was called. So if you turned in a gun, you got a digital camera, and it was run, I think, Henry's and Sony Canada partnered on this, and I think we collected, police collected about 1,200 guns and handed out something like 800 and something cameras. So I just asked the question about when was the last time we did it and how successful was it, and of course found out when we had done it. It was a while ago. It was successful. And the other thing is that that still surprises me that HRP and RCMP both said to me that many of the guns, in fact, if not most of the guns used in violent crime around HRM are guns that are stolen. And I would have thought more were coming across the American border or down from Montreal or Toronto or whatever. And that does happen, don't get me wrong. But the police are convinced that in most cases, or in many cases, it's guns that are stolen. And getting these guns turned in, I mean, I can't see any downside of us trying to get some more guns off the street. And if we were able to get 1,200 3.5 years ago, could we try it again, even if it only got a few hundred off the street? And, you know, what ideas could we come up with the private sector and council to have a little rewards or recognition program.
So the message implicit in this seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that if you have guns and are using your guns legally, your legal guns and you're using your guns legally, go ahead and use your guns. But if you have them, you're not using them, or you have stopped using them, or you just are never going to use them, turn them in, because somebody might break into your house, steal them, and then use them in a crime.
That's correct. And that's it in a nutshell. And that doesn't mean all guns are going to get off the street, and it doesn't mean that's the only source of them. But it's a step. I mean, as I say, I can't see any harm in trying to do that. And I told the group about a time when I was in business in San Jose, and I attended one evening after work, I went to a San Jose Sharks game in the Shark Tank, which is quite an experience because they have these big, comfortable chairs, and they have daiquiris and margaritas and all these sorts of things that we see differently than when we go to a hockey game in Canada. But they had a promotion where they said, well, they kept stressing on the PA system, bring in your unloaded, and they kept stressing unloaded guns to the next game for a chance to meet the players and the coaches. So, I mean, they were trying to program, tying it in with sports, for example, to get guns off the street. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I know that HRP and RCMP are looking at it for the fall. Tying it in with some sort of a reward or incentive might make it a little more effective, and we'll have to get creative on what we do. But as I said, can't see the harm in trying to get a few more unused guns off the out of homes and into the police hands.
Yeah, we've had sports-related co-promotions in the past I've seen that have been, you know, food drives and that. I can't imagine,
sure.
You know, it's one thing to bring some canned food to a hockey game. I can't imagine bring your guns to the Metro Center.
I was a long way from home when I was sitting there watching people with margaritas and daiquiris and talking about guns. I knew it was a long way from home, but anyway, look, if it works for them,
maybe there's some way that we can examine our local culture and see what would be a good fit. I mean, exactly. Are there local businesses that have expressed, you know, now that this has come out, that this may be an idea? Any local businesses come forward and say, listen, I've got, this is my pet issue. I'm willing to front some stock of my stuff to get guns off the street.
Well, that's what I'm hoping will come forward. That's one of the reasons why I was pleased that the Metro picked it up and had a picture of Donnie Jenkins there with the 1,200 guns. And I hope that that's exactly what will happen. And they will contact HRP or their counselor, and we'll come up with some ideas, or maybe several ideas. You'd have a choice of, you know, a camera or a whatever, or a certificate or what have you, and see what we can get organized for the fall and get a few of these guns off the street before they're stolen.
Counselor Outfit, if people are hearing this and thinking, you know, I have a gun or two. Maybe I was a collector. Maybe somebody gifted it to me, or I inherited it. I just don't want it anymore. It's not as though you can't turn them in now, right? You just don't get
goodies
for it. That's
absolutely correct. And the police regularly do that. So they should contact the non-emergency number, 490-5020, and find out how to do that. That's no question. That can happen at any time.
I would probably recommend not walking into the police station with a gun, though.
It wouldn't be something I would do.
Good way to be introduced to the floor very quickly.
Well, I suppose it's probably happened at some point somewhere, but no, I think we're a smart city, so we're smarter than that.
So yeah, if you call the police, they will come and retrieve the weapon and then see to it that it's disposed of. You know, I figure if they can hand out coupon books at spot checks, breathalyzer checks, we'd figure they could have a few coupon books around for somebody who turns in a gun.
Well, and I know they actually find more at the dumps or the transfer stations and whatnot than you would think, too, people throwing them out. And I think it would be nicer if people disposed of them properly.
Is that right? You've heard it. What do you hear about that?
Well, it used to be at one time that the police would get a call when something was found as a result of being thrown out in the garbage, and now it's more regular than one would think, I am told, and that they have a way of dealing with them, which I won't go into, but they are found in the transfer stations and dump sites and whatnot. It's a little mind-boggling, but I guess a sign of the times, but still, I still feel a lot safer here than I did my days in Toronto and Vancouver. It's a wonderful place to live, but things have changed, and getting guns off the street's a good thing. It's certainly more common, guns, than when I was growing up, and, if somebody had a problem with somebody, you gave them a poke in the nose, and you were friends with them again a few weeks later, but now it seems like there's more weapons.
Well, that's just it, and it's not just guns, Counselor. It's... what's with all the bear spray?
Yeah. No, you do see that. I think it's and unfortunately, a lot of it, the police would tell you a lot of it is not random, and a lot of it is to deal with drugs and other social challenges we have, but still we have to, we can't let our guard down. We live in a safe city, despite what you might hear. We live
in a very
safe city, and a very good city, and a city that's moving forward, but we have to keep our guard up.
I wonder who's selling all this bear spray. Maybe we should have a bear spray amnesty or a knife amnesty, because for all that we hear about shootings, relatively few people are getting shot. More people are getting stabbed. More people are getting hit with things. More people are getting sprayed with bear spray. I'm not diminishing the seriousness of the gun problem, but perhaps a knife amnesty would work too.
Well, I'm certainly, maybe it's time for you to have a chat with public safety officer Scott McDonald there and see what ideas he has, or Pierre there in PR, because I certainly would get behind anything that would make our streets a little safer. So.
Well, I will be having Constable Don Jenkins in on Saturday mornings forward on Maritime Morning Weekend Edition at 8 a.m. with the Crime Stoppers Crime of the Week. And perhaps we can get him to squeeze a few words in about how to safely turn in your guns.
Well, he's a wonderful fellow, great personality, and in fact, it was his picture in the Metro there in front of the 1,200 guns when we did this 3.5 years ago, so I'm sure Donnie has some thoughts.
He's quite a character.
He is indeed, and my girls know him. He comes down to bed for days and things, and he's very popular with the young people.
Yeah, any kind of public event, any fundraiser, you will see Constable Don Jenkins there.
Absolutely. Biggest kid in the police force.
Yeah. And he can sing, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't say he sang well.
Oh, okay.
We were at the...
you can get a parking ticket if you don't stop.
We were at the Crime Stoppers Battle of Wits, an event that he helps put on each year, where teams from around Metro get together and face off in a kind of trivia challenge for a fundraiser for the Crime Stoppers program. And there was a little lull in the action, and I think he sang a little bit of country music.
Well, the last time I saw him, he was on a float in Bedford saying Donnie Jenkins for 2016. There, he was joking he was going to run for council. So there you go. He'd probably make a good councilor. So.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us, Tim Outhit.
My pleasure. Take care.
Have a safe morning.
Cheers.
So that's Councillor Tim Outhit from District 16 in Halifax, Bedford, Wentworth, with an idea for collecting guns. What do you think we should do to get guns off the streets? Is an amnesty a good idea? What kind of prizes would we give away? Last time it was cameras, digital cameras, in 2009. However, now everybody, it seems, has a decent digital camera built into their phone. So I'm not sure if an entry-level digital camera from Sony is the kind of thing that would make somebody give up a firearm in their possession. What do you think would be an appropriate prize? I keep saying prize like it's something in a Cracker Jack box or the bottom of a box of cereal, but To some people, it may seem that way, that they would rather keep this gun just in case one day rather than give it up and trade it in for some trinket. What do you think it would take? And should we extend it to other weapons? Brass knuckle amnesty, knife amnesty, cans of pressurized bear spray amnesty. I'm just shocked and appalled at how much I've been hearing in the past couple months about people being ambushed with bear spray. What a chicken way of doing things, to walk up to somebody, blind them, and then beat them up. That's like, no violence is acceptable, but that's just simply cowardly and sloppy. So if that thing blows back on you, what kind of criminal are you when you're trying to mug somebody and you're there crying because your own weapon blew up in your face? Give us a call at 405-6000, 405-6000, or toll free at 1-877-801-8255. Give me your solutions to gun crime next on Maritime Morning.
Maritime Morning will return in a moment on News 95.7.
This segment of Maritime Morning is brought to you by Steel Chrysler on the Bedford Highway and Halifax Chrysler in Bears Lake. Always your best place and price.
At Halifax Chrysler and Steel Chrysler, we're going to blow your mind with even better deals on 2013 Ram trucks. Ram 1500 4x4 quad cab trucks from $23,495 plus freight. $89 a week in your driveway with zero down. This amazing price and payment for Metro's best-selling 4x4 truck is also Canada's best truck value. You'll get tax-included savings of up to $16,500 on all new 2013 Ram trucks. Exclusively at Steel Chrysler on the Bedford Highway and Halifax Chrysler in Bears Lake.
Throughout Atlantic Canada, more and more homeowners are switching to propane for efficient home heating. Why? Let's ask an expert who really knows the answers, George Hill, owner of Ultimate Home Comfort. George, why propane? Oil has been the choice in Canada for years.
First of all, you'll save about 10% every month in your heating bill with propane. That in itself is a huge reason to use propane. Environmentally speaking, propane has about 50% less carbon footprint than oil. And maybe most important, no oil tank to leak can cost you thousands of dollars to remedy.
So if propane is more efficient and much safer for our environment, what's the next step?
Just call or stop by our showroom. We'll be happy to answer all your questions and arrange for a complete, thorough in-home analysis to make sure you get the proper size equipment. In the end, the price you pay initially for a heating system has almost nothing to do with the real cost.
With the right heating system installed by Ultimate, you'll save money every day, every month, every year. That's the ultimate way. Ultimate Home Comfort, Atlantic Canada's largest hearth and heating showroom, 160 Chain Lake Drive, Bears Lake.
Warning, the Metro News mobile app may be addictive. All the news from our print edition, plus breaking news around the clock, anywhere, anytime.
What is so important that you have to be on your phone right now?
I'm reading Metro.
Are you kidding me? Now?
Push, hon. Push. You're doing great.
Canada's top-rated newspaper app. Download the Metro News app free for iPhone, iPad, or Android device. Metro, now available anywhere.
Is 100 or visit wecanhelp.ca. Alan Marshall and Associates, trustees in bankruptcy, serving Atlantic Canada since 1979.
This is Maritime Morning with Jordy Morgan on News 95.7. Hosting today is Scott Simpson.
So here's the basic logic of how this works. Police who investigate crimes and follow up on where guns come from after they've been used in crimes have discovered that most of the guns used in crimes, they say, have been stolen from law-abiding gun owners. So they make a pitch like this to the public. If you have guns and you're not using them, like if you're not a gun user, if you're not a gun enthusiast, if you're not a gun collector, if you're not somebody who really wants to have your gun around, well, get it out of your house because somebody might one day break in, take it, and use it to commit a crime. Again, if you're somebody who loves guns and takes good care of their guns and makes their guns safe and all that, go ahead and keep your guns. But if you don't want your guns, don't just leave them around and forget they're there like some old computer in the basement. Turn them into the police. And as an incentive, we'll give you a nice treat, a goodie, maybe a digital camera, maybe a coupon for a free hamburger or something. That's how the gun amnesty program works. It's not a matter of, we want your guns because guns are bad. No, it's, you know, guns are okay, Perhaps. But it's the guns that people aren't using that get stolen, that get in the hands of the bad guys, that we want to get off the streets. That's how the gun amnesty program is supposed to work. You want to see another one of these again in Halifax? 405-6000 is our local toll-free number. Of course, it's toll-free if it's local. Our long-distance toll-free number is 877-801-8255. Greg was on the line, and he just hung up. I think Greg was going to try to tell me that more guns equals less crime. Is that him calling back? That's not him calling back. Well, we'll take a call from somebody. Tim Outhet, the counselor for Bedford area, was just on with us saying, you know, he's on the police board now, and he'd love to see another gun amnesty program like the one they had in 2009. You might think, hey, who's going to give up their guns? Who's going to say, oh, I don't mind turning over my firearm. I don't need this in my house. 1,200 guns they got last time. Some of them didn't work. Some of them were rusty or falling apart or in pieces. Some of them were scary-looking machine guns. The kind of guns you definitely would not want somebody in a dark alley pointing at you in the middle of the night. But I'm concerned about other things. On top of that, there's a lot of violent crime in the city. Only a portion of it involves guns. And frankly, the people in this city don't shoot well. We have criminals that can't seem to hit the broadside of a barn. Literally, they can sometimes hit the broadside of a house. But in these drive-by shootings, they tend not to hit the people they're aiming at, which is scary in itself because they may hit the people they're not aiming at. People in the city are not a good shot. And in some cases, they are turning to other weapons. Bludgeoning weapons, like to hit people with, and pointing sharp-edged blade weapons and point weapons, knives. And bear spray. The dumbest of them all. Easiest to get, probably, because it seems to be legal. If you're using it on a bear. If you sneak up on somebody who's getting off a bus, blast them in the face with bear spray. What a cowardly way to attack somebody. Guns are cowardly, too. I mean, you get to stand way back and say, look at this thing I can shoot you with from way back here. Give me your stuff. Bear spray. I'm going to blind you, and then I'm going to beat you up, and then I'm going to take your stuff. What a bunch of cowards. John Williams writes in the last year, four close friends were the victims of violent crime in Halifax. A gun was only used in one incident. My friend was bear sprayed the other week, completely random. Then they nailed him in the head with the can. So should we have an amnesty for bear spray? For knives? For brass knuckles? How about guns? What do you think we could give away that would make someone give up their guns? 405-6000 is our telephone number. 405-6000 in Halifax. We have a Blue Jays giveaway coming up shortly. It is a not so much a giveaway on the spot. It's a chance to enter the giveaway. Giving away prize pack for two. I like the idea of the Pixels for Pistols program. Not only is it a clever sounding name, it's a neat way of bringing in weapons that could find their way into the hands of the wrong people. I understand gun enthusiasts who say, no one will ever take away my guns. No one will get them, pry them from my cold, dead hands. These aren't the kind of people gun amnesties are targeting. Because they, the police, I think, understand that people who love their guns, and are going to take good care of them. Store them safely, keep the ammunition separate from the guns, keep the gun locked up in a safe place where nobody's going to get it and steal it. It's the other people who may have had an old rifle that was handed down over the years through the generations that is sitting in an open place because no one's using it, that someone who comes in during a break and enter might grab, take out to the street, and use in a crime. Hello, Diad. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm terrific. Well, what do you think would be a good incentive?
I'm thinking a tax credit of some sort, maybe a property tax credit or some kind of deduction in taxes. Once you hand in your gun, you get some kind of tax slip that allows you to credit it towards your taxes on an annual basis.
Oh, sort of like you would get in a if you were doing a charitable donation.
Exactly. Oh.
That's a neat idea. What do you think would be a good value to put on a gun?
Well, I say you make it a sliding scale. The crazier the gun, the more the incentive.
Okay, so a basic 38 special might get you a $50 credit on your taxes, but if you get some kind of wicked looking Gatling gun, maybe a $200 credit on your taxes.
Yeah, I think $50 probably won't cut it. You're probably going to have to go at least $200 to $300 on some of these things.
Well, consider what's the healthcare cost for somebody who got shot.
Well, or why give Sony another $200?
I wonder if there's any way to that somebody might try to take advantage of that with some kind of gun arbitrage. Like, what is the cost to actually buy a gun on the street? You trade in a gun, you get your $300 credit, but it's only $50 to buy a gun, and you know.
Well, I think a lot of people that have gotten hurt by these things or held up by them would gladly pay $300 to get a gun off the street.
Right on, Diad. Thanks very much for calling in.
All right.
Have a safe day from Maritime Morning. Hey, it's time. It's time. Get near a phone. Get near a phone now because News 95.7 wants to send you to see the Toronto Blue Jays home opener. Caller number 10 right now at 405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255 will qualify to see the Toronto Blue Jays take on the Cleveland Indians April 2nd. We'll send you and a guest to the Rogers Centre, give you two first baseline tickets to the game, return airfare to Toronto, courtesy Porter Airlines, and a room at Toronto's Delta Chelsea Hotel, which is just around the corner from Maple Leaf Gardens. If you're a sports fan, it's half a block north and another block east from the Delta Chelsea. If you want to walk by Toronto's historic Maple Leaf Gardens, which has been renovated into a Loblaws store with an ice rink above. I think the ice rink is above. It's partly run by Ryerson University, my home school. Time for news, and nobody claims that we live in a city that never sleeps, but would 24-hour transit help change that? Plus, what would it take to get you to give up your car and start walking or biking instead? All coming up in the next hour of Maritime Morning.